God, we welcome you tonight. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you to change us. We welcome you to shape us. We welcome you to lead us and guide us. Heavenly Father, as we open up tonight, Lord, and come together, Lord, you said it was individual, but you said corporately at the end. And Father, as we close out tonight, our 3 days of fasting, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to God. We come rejoicing tonight. We come celebrating tonight. We come to give you the praise tonight. The enemy has no power, no authority. In this, we give his kingdom notice tonight. We give his kingdom notice tonight. We give his kingdom notice tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have no power. You have no authority. You have no right. And we bind you up in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. So as we say in our fasting, run, devil. Run. You have no power, you have no authority, and we stand in awe. We stand in agreement with the King. No weapon that form against us shall prosper. And every tongue that raise up and rise up and stand up and lay down sleeping. I don't care what they look like. They have no power and they have no authority over us. So we hide ourselves now behind the cross. Yes. And we say, glory to God. Comfort, Holy Spirit. Comfort now. Open up the woven gate. Open up the goal. Open up the door. Open up the windows. Open up every single place that need to be opened up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every single person listening under the sound of my voice. Father God, I pray that their ears will be open up for the things that you want them to hear and what you don't want them to hear, God, that you will close off their ears in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Satan, you have no power. You have no power in their car. You have no power in their home. You have no power in their family. Oh, you sure ain't got no problem. No power in their generation. We come and we hide ourselves behind the cross tonight and let you, Holy Spirit, come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself, not us, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit, let the fire of the Holy Spirit, let the fire of the Holy Spirit come now that we can say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, that I live, but the Christ himself will live and reign through me. I am, hey, kingdom ambassador, and I move and I reign on this earth. The enemy has no power, the enemy has no authority over my household, over my family, over my generation. We come individually tonight and we stand in the gap for our generation, for our family, and for ourselves. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single doorpost, every corner, every crevice, like we would say back home. Everything, anything the enemy tried to bring in, we chop it down with a spiritual chopper. And we said, you will not rise. You will not rise. How could you rise up when Jesus Christ defeated you? When you're reading Colossians, up from the grave, he arose with power, and he gave that authority over to us. He gave that victory over to us. When Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit sitting down communicating, I need a son. I need somebody to go forth. I need somebody to redeem mankind. And he said, I will prepare you a body. And he prepared him a body. He gave him a body. And that body now becomes our body. He lives and he reigns through us. He lives and he moves through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, you are bound. Satan, you are defeated. The word of God declare, if two or three of us are gathered together. There he is in the midst. So we know, Holy Spirit, we know the third party of the Godhead is here. We know the fire of the Holy Spirit is here. We know when Moses said, oh my God, the Father and the Holy Spirit said, wherever you're standing, the ground that you're standing on, it is holy ground. The ground that we are standing on is holy ground. The ground that anywhere we go, we are in holy ground. So, Father, I hide myself behind the cross as your soldier tonight. And every single person under the sound of that voice should ask the Holy Spirit to hide them behind the cross. When we hide ourselves behind the cross, Father, through the Son will manifest themselves through us. Amen. Tonight is a night. And if you are getting the invitation, it says supernatural breakthrough. Think about that. Supernatural breakthrough. Something that is supernatural. It is not given to the natural mind. It is coming from the essence of the mighty, mighty God. It is supernatural. It cannot be explained. Breakthrough comes, and everything is going to be mangled in this mangled. Oh, yeah, every lying spirit, every dictator spirit, every spirit that comes in and want to take down our family bloodline. We say you got to go. From this day forward, we will decree and we will declare it that it's done. We decree that our whole entire family is saved. We decree that our generation is saved. We decree that the blood of Jesus will cover them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us from all our sins. Forgive us from our sins. Forgive us from our sins that we can be able to go forth boldly and to declare that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. And in heaven, there is no sinners. In heaven, everybody is saved. We're not talking about hell. We're talking about heaven. So we believe that our loved ones, we believe that our generation, not nobody else's, but our loved ones, our generation, not our neighbors, not our friends, but our. We are on an individual fast. We are taking authority over everything that the enemy try and bring up and throw at us. Enough is enough. We are drawing the line. This is the mandate of lying, drawing. Dead about Siki Show. Satan, you stay over your line, and we will come over to our line. Do not cross over. Do not come over because you're already whipped. You're already beat up. We know because we read Colossians. If it's only one scripture that we know, Satan, tonight we will read it back to you. We're not going to be on here long. It's not going to be a 4-hour because I know some of us been fasting from Wednesday and we haven't been eating all today. Today, I mean, you were able to have fruits and vegetables, and some people like myself may not even, all they have just, tea or water. So we're not here to have anything long and drawn out. That's not about that. We are here to release the fire over the airwave. We are here to really, and listen to this. Because there's certain people that couldn't make it tonight, we are going to, my husband is going to put it online, put it on. Normally, we shouldn't even do this because you know what? The mandate was for family. The mandate was the blood of Jesus. And when the, I'm telling you, this morning I got up and I said to my husband, there is something going on with somebody. And I got up in the living room, in the living room here where my grandson sit, and I called out that person's name. And it was not even 2 hours later, I got a call from the hospital. Person is in grave danger. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we better listen. Amos 3 said, he does nothing unless he speaks to the prophet. He has used me in the prophetic movements. And now, all of a long time ago, he said, I'm an apostle, so he moved me over into that. What does the apostle do? Train, teach, lead. No big deal. But that's the office that I walk in the fivefold ministry. Every now and again, I teach, I preach, lay hands on the sick. That's what he called me to do. What does he call you to do? Go find out and go do it. I can't tell you. I'm not here to dictate anybody. But when the Spirit of God give us a mandate, it is for your benefit. And we better wake up, straighten up, and wise up. Because there's a lot of empty barrels out there making a lot of noise. And they don't have no anointing. All they have is a group of people and mega money coming in. And their coffin is big. And these people are not getting trained. Empty barrel make the most noise. Let me tell you something. Wake up, shake up, and straighten up. Wake up, shake up, and straighten up. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we fast. And we fast on salvation for our loved ones. We fast on healing for our loved ones. And in that loved ones, we mean our family and our generation and ourselves. And then today we were on deliverance. And what we were supposed to pray about and release was the blood of Jesus. Now understand this. The scriptures were in there. And Leviticus. I believe it was Leviticus 17. Where's my? Oh. Oh, come on, tell me I left my phone outside. Well, it was in Leviticus. Honey, can you bring my phone? Or maybe my phone. Let me see something. I don't know where my phone's at. But it was in the Leviticus. You could check your phone. And let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus was supposed to be on lambs. The lamb was supposed to be sprinkled. Thank you, sweetheart. And if you, that's in the Old Testament now. That's in the Old Testament. That's in the Old Testament. The lamb or any bullocks or whatever you want to call it, any bull or whatever, is supposed to be sacrificed for the individual. And if you, as an individual, go out and eat that flesh, you have to go get a cleansing before the in the evening. That's way back. The thing that goes on in the Old Testament, it was a foreshadow to what is to come. Okay? Now, let me go to my scripture that we prayed about today. Shadow Say, hey, hey, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Lobo se kende, lobe se keba, lembo se keleba, remango leba. If Leviticus 17, verse 15. The Israelites were told not to eat the blood of an animal. And if they eat the blood of the slain animal in the notes there, they would have to do a ceremony. They have to take a bath. That means they were unclean. Now Jesus came, and if you go down, hallelujah, we have it in here where Jesus came and he died. And if you go over to Hebrews 9, you see where he died. And he is the sacrificial lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb. So now we have Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And he said, use the blood. Use the blood. So tonight we come and we use the blood of Jesus in this breaking of fast. We plead the blood of Jesus. If anybody comes like to quarter to nine or quarter, no, quarter to seven, or because I think this thing's gonna wrap up by 6:30. Okay, anybody come after that? I feel sorry. Let the Holy Spirit continue because let's well, it's not gonna be like that. Okay. Jesus came, the sacrificial lamb. and he died for us. And because he came and he died and he sprinkled that blood, we can continually walk in that blood with the blood over our head, washed it. Why? Because the blood of Jesus, he died on the cross and he died for our deliverance. He died for our healing. By his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. He was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes we were healed. That means it's past tense. No matter what your body is saying, in the mighty name of Jesus, healing is the children's bread. There is also a scripture. Le, we talk about the armor of God. You know the armor? Do you know the fighting armor of God? How he goes out and fight for us and stand in the gap for us? It's the sword of the Spirit. Speak the word and speak the word only. The breastplate of righteousness, righteous living, right standing, walking truth, walking salvation. Put on the salvation hat. That means when the angels see you, when the devil see you, he see the blood with the salvation. Say, hello, hello. And the shield of faith. Faith come, faith come. Oh my God. Faith is in Hebrews 11. Oh my God, you got to know the scripture for yourself. Peace. Walk in peace. Walk in harmony with your brothers and your sisters. Walk in love. Forgive quickly. Forgiveness. I'm in a situation where the person don't even want to forgive. And forgive can eat you out. Forgive is a cancer to your body. He will come and he will eat your flesh. You cannot do nothing in the ministry if you hate your brothers and sisters. You got to walk in love. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are going to pray. And then I'm going to ask. If anybody, I want to know how to open up this line. If anybody, while they were on the fast, did they feel like they received a breakthrough? How do they feel these couple of days? Because I am telling you, I felt a shift in my body. I felt a shift in my mind. I felt a shift in my eyesight. I felt a shift in my mouth. The Spirit of the Living God will speak through you, on you, overshadow you, take care of you. Oh, the Spirit of God, it is so real. Thank you. Dando tito liba, remando lo raba tekelele, uamba babekele, bamba la bekola baba, shendelele bahi. Korabasate, remandeleba. Okay, alabasete. Tell you what, Desti, put also in here Hebrews, the scripture in here Hebrews. Let me tell you, no, ma. It was Hebrews 9. Let me try to find it on my phone. Balabose, remandele. Mama, Hebrews 9:19 to 28. Hebrews 9, 19 to 28, and Hebrews 10, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, Father, we thank you that we praise you that the angels of God is going forth and touching our families tonight. The ones that are not saved, we're going to be like the Peter, where we're going to say, draw them in, Holy Spirit. Draw them in from the east. Draw them in from the west. Draw them in from the south and then from the north. Put a lock in their jaw. Put a lock in my family drawer. Reel them in, Holy Spirit. Reel them in from the east. Reel them in from the west. I cease to give thanks for my generation. That the God of our Lord, you need to pray for your generation. Don't worry about mine. We are coming to the end of the fast. Pray for your generation. Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Adela Boshikilaba. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you take your hand off of them. You take your hand off of their mind. You take your hand off of their mind. You take your hand. Take your hand. Do not mess with their mind. Ah, you know, no kotalababa. I feel the fire of God. Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Father, your son came through the blood. He washed himself on the cross that my generation, that my family will be saved. Hallelujah. Go out there, Holy Ghost. Go out there, Holy Ghost. Be like Paul. Be like Peter. Peter, draw out your net. Reel them in. Fishers of men. Father, we thank you. If we are doing anything, Father God, to mess with our family, to mess with our family, I'm asking you, Father, we repent. We repent. Watch over our mouths. Somebody say something to me today, and I'm like, wow. So you know what? I'm a walk in forgiveness and repentance. Right, Navi? Yes. And we're gonna ask God to forgive us and to wash us and to cleanse us. That way we can come boldly to his throne of grace. And we can thank him. We can give him praise. We can give him worship. We can say, Lord God Almighty, I thank you. And you could call out your generation name and say, Father, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Drive out every Negro man, say, drive the spirit of witchcraft. Break the spirit of foul, demonic spirit off of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, every tongue biting, lying, deceptible spirit that want to come in and mess with my generation, I break it and I bind it. Every snake type like spirit, I crumble them under my feet. I put my feet on the neck of Satan and I squeeze out any venom. I squeeze out every blood. Blood of Jesus, Father, I have authority because you gave me authority. You say you send me. You guys better know that he sent you to stand in the gap for your generation. In the gap for your family. You hear that, Trey? You hear that, my Trey, Trey? I see you online, baby boy. You stand up. Stand up for your granny. Stand up for your mommy. Stand up for your daddy. Stand up for your stepdad, your uncle, your aunt. Stand up, Trey. Stand up. Put your Trey hat on and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Pray for your mommy. Pray. Pray for your grandma. Pray for your grandpa, whatever, whoever in your bloodline, destiny, pray for your granny. Every single person on here have their own mechanism, have their own ministry. The first ministry starts with your family. Take authority over every lying, demonic spirit that want to come in and brainwash your children. Brain what they call them picking it in Jamaica. Brainwash your children. Release the angels of God to go forth and to minister to them. Release the angels of God to go forth and talk to them. Lead them in the right path. If there's anybody in their clique and their leak, and they're not supposed to be around them, drive them to the four corners of the earth. We come tonight to do business. We come tonight to take authority over every snake, type, demonic, witchcraft, prophetic spirit. There is a prophetic spirit in the witchcraft house. and they are prophesying. They are releasing their lying tongue over generations. And we have to say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You got to say, enough is enough. We break and we bind. Okay. They're soliciting your children. The spirit of whoredom. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Sexuality. Oh my God, Lord God Almighty. Oh Jesus Christ, listen to this. Homosexuality. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We put our fingers out and you say you will not touch our generation. You will not touch our generation. You are foul. Oh my God. They have this thing where they come in and they said the person is a handicap. That doesn't necessarily mean handicap. The handicap mind. And they're trying to come in and pollute the mind. Well, you know what? I see you and I say, take your hand. Anybody going through any kind of mind disorder, put your hand on your heart and your head. And tell the devil to take his hand or whoever hand off your mind. And start feeding yourself with the word of God. The sword of the spirit. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Breakthroughs in the house. Breakthroughs in the house. Deliverance in the house. Breakthroughs in the house. Foul demonic spirit broke it, broke it, broke it. We said you are broken in the name of Jesus. There is no weapon that form against our family and our generation is going to prosper. We said fire. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly and say fire. There it goes. Fire out of the generation. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There is an onslaught for lying. Lying spirit in family homes. In your home, there's a lying spirit. A spirit of a lie. Oh my God. A Jezebel spirit. A spirit of Jezebel. A busybody spirit. Oh, a spirit of dictatorship, Lord God Almighty. A spirit of infirmity, Lord Jesus Christ. Come to want to take a family down. I stamp it in the head. I stamp it in the. Yes, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Yeah. Go. You cannot stand there. I squeeze you out. Come out. Put your hand on your belly and command it to come out now. I see a snake coming out of somebody. And when I say snake, I mean a spirit. And it comes and he talks and he opens up his mouth. When I look in the mouth, all I see is saliva. Stop my co-co-co-laba, koshiki, yetalotisi. It's a demonic spirit. We are in a demonic war. We are in a demonic war. We are in a demonic war. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty true God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm seeing it. I got the slime running down the side of the mouth. And when it comes in to tell lies and to distort. But the Father said, if you will just put your hand over your belly and command it to go, just put your hand over your belly and command it to go, it is going to leave right now. It is going to, it's a spirit of, I see somebody with depression trying to, it's coming in the head. They're going through something and they're hearing and they just, they you know, they're making, but deep down, it is a fire in the mind. Put your hand on your mind, put your hand on your forehead, right in the front of your forehead and command that to go right now. Take away the evidence. There you go. There's the fire. Oh my God. The fire is going right through your body. Fire! Yay! There it is, God, in the name of Jesus. Talking about deliverance in Jesus' name. Talking about deliverance in Jesus' name. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. There it goes, there it goes, there it goes. Yes. So now the cool water, now the cool water, and that's the essence of the Holy Spirit, is coming in right now and is shaping and changing your atmosphere for peace. You're going to start see, first of all, there's going to be a warmth, and then there's going to be a coolness. That warmth is the one that comes in and it taking out the demonic system, the demonic onslaught in your house. Lord God, I'm seeing in your house a destructive unit. It is moving that out. It's like a whirlwind, and it's coming in there, and I'm just praying in the spirit, and it's going to move it out. If I say I'm praying in the spirit and I'm using my English language, I am seeing it in the spirit, and I'm tearing it out, and it's coming out, and that's the fire, and the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you can feel it moving. You can feel it coming out of your belly, going down to the bottom of your feet, and then you're gonna feel that coolness comes all over, and that coolness is the, who I hear the word quietness of the Holy Ghost. So you're gonna feel quiet, and you're gonna feel peaceful. Yeah, I felt it. I feel it. It's good for me. I feel that. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. It's good for me. Even the way I come online tonight, what the Spirit of God told me to put on, how to dress, and I come on. Well, he told me to dress. I had on a different thing, and he said, I want you to dress like that. He had told me, but I made a mistake and put something different. And my husband said, well, you're not gonna. And I'm like, you're not gonna understand. I am a woman of the Spirit. And everything that I do, especially when it comes on to individual, I have to move by his spirit, because I'm only a vessel that he wants to use. And when I'm out here, I'm in a hospital. What do you do in a hospital? A hospital of triage. When you go, if the doctor is over there drinking coffee and he said, you know what, I'm gonna go take care of a person that have a toothache, really bad toothache, and I gotta refer them to a dentist. Now a gunshot wound come in, he's gonna run from that toothache, because you got triage and you gotta run to the gunshot. And that's where I am. I'm for gunshot wound. You understand me? I'm for the triage. I'm for the triage. So when I'm out there, I'm in a triage mode. I'm always in triage. Even if in my conversation, no matter if I'm joking, I'm in, because I want to know what the Holy Spirit is saying. When I get a call, my spirit man is all over the place. That's just how my spirit works. And you better not start thinking, because my spirit, if the Father wants me to know, he let me pick it up. Because we are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 tells you all of that and more. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through when it comes on to healing, always remember that Jesus came and died. And because he came and he died, because he came and he died, because he came and he died, you have healing. It doesn't matter what it may look like or how you may going, what's maybe going on or whatever. You are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 say that. In Isaiah 53:4 and 5. So tell Jennifer, tell my mommy I'm praying. Tell my beautiful mommy Jennifer that I'm praying for my mama. Tell my mommy that I'm hugging her in the spirit right now. I'm praying over her heart. I'm praying over her stomach. In the name of Jesus, I'm all over in her body. I'm praying for her knees or hands. If there's any kind of arthritis, I'm breaking it down in the body. In the name of Jesus, tell my mommy that I love her. I'm gonna call her tomorrow. Let me write that down. Tell my mommy I'm gonna call her tomorrow. Jennifer, give my mom that message. Holler, mama, tomorrow. I love you, Mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like we said, we're not going to be long tonight. We are, I'm going to pray the prayer, healing. Salvation, we already prayed. Thank you, Father. Healing, we already prayed. Okay. Deliverance. So everything will come under deliverance. So I'm going to pray the spirit of deliverance tonight. Okay, Father. I have this one book that I have here. I always talk to you about, you're not going to be able to get it though, because this is only a minister guide in the ministry that I'm from. And I'm going to open up this book based on what the Holy Spirit told me. Hallelujah, Lord. The spirit of oppression. Are you oppressed tonight? Are you worrying tonight? Do you feel like you're being heavy, like heavy burden, that the fire, you just feel fire? And the Spirit of God said, well, when I prayed before, one of the person that's online have a instant healing. Praise God. Alcoholic spirit in your family, in your generation, break and bind that up. I stand in agreement with you tonight with that. Alcoholic spirit from generation to generation. We come and we plead the blood of Jesus over alcoholic spirit. Spirit of lust, we break and we bind that in the name of Jesus. Okay, Father. Thank you. I'm going to go in some of the ones that we had here. In our there was some stuff that we had here. And while I was praying, I was going to leave over to go somewhere else. And the Spirit of God brought me back here. Spirit of God is upon me and he has appointed me to preach and to teach, lay hands on the sick. Once again, we had a scripture here where they talk about your fingers, your fingers, your fingers. Hallelujah. Hiya. My God, my God, you're an awesome God. You reign from the heaven to the earth, blood of Jesus. Yes, let your blood saturate, let your blood come and touch. Let your blood heals. Go into every single home tonight. Go into every single home tonight. Go into every single home tonight and touch. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Spirit of deliverance, we release you over God's people tonight. People believing for jobs, for homes, husband, argument of spirit, we break that and bind it in the spirit. Break that and bind it in the spirit. Children does not know how to operate and don't know how to talk to their parents. We break that tongue and that mouth, bad mouth, family members in the spirit. Come against the spirit of barren. People want to have babies and can't have none. We break them and we bind them in the spirit. People want to find husbands and wives and they can't find them. We call for the right person tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that's not of you tonight, God. Fire of the Holy Ghost come now and minister to your people and set every captive free. Every single captive free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. If you have your communion, Kundeliba. Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready. Kandele masikiriba. Yimakuria mama. Get your communion ready. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bible, if you don't really don't have to have it, you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11. There is a shift in the spirit. You're going to see a whole lot of changes. A lot of changes. A lot of peace, a lot of joy. Supernatural favors, jobs coming from all over the place. Healing and deliverance and salvation and restoration in your home. Are you going to have peace in your home? Husband and wives are going to talk better and respecting each other. It's going to be a change. We fast for the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus is going to make some change. Family members are going to change. We're going to learn to respect each other even more better. We call it properly. That means we were out of order. It was not proper, but now things are going to come in order, say the Spirit of God. Things that you were believing God for, that's what I just heard. From a long time, and it never happened. I felt in my spirit, just let it in the I'm gonna release what I just hear. It is going to happen. There is going to be some new changes on jobs. People who are believing God for increase, it's gonna happen. Increase is gonna happen. New jobs is gonna happen. I see it. I see people moving into homes. It's going to happen. Isn't that right, Ingrid? You remember that? I see people moving. I see people. I'm going to tell you right now, Ingrid could give a testimony on that one. My Natalia can give a testimony on that for our sister. I mean, supernatural house without even down payment. I'm gonna tell you right now, when the Spirit of God used a prophet to prophesy, decree and declare, it's gonna bring a body, and things are going to happen. I see changes in the atmosphere. It's gonna happen. Increase. Don't worry about jobs. God is doing some shifting. And it's going to happen. And you're going to call me with your excitement. Family members are going to get saved. Families that haven't spoken to you for years, they're going to start talking to you. I said family, I don't say friends. I said family. Your generation, I didn't say friends. I said family plus generation. It's go because what we're doing is a shifting. Right now, we're shifting the atmosphere in ourselves and in our generation and in our family. So I did not tell you about your street neighbors. I'm talking about your bloodline, your mama, your papa, and your people. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It is going to be massive. People who say they go to school and their brain was not functioning, it's going to start functioning. So Jennifer tells Zach that I said, don't get too complacent. His mind is going to shift. I'm telling you, Jennifer, there is going to be a shift wave in his brain. And things that was hard for him to get, it is just going to be so easy, simple. I see it. It's a wave of dust that they put on his mind for him to not accomplish anything. It just shift. It just move. Lord God Almighty. The fire of God just come in and shift it. I see some stuff about some other people, but they do not want nobody. They don't want nobody in their business. They don't want their name to be called. So I'm not even gonna call. But there's a shifting. Believe me, receive it. Kokoroto. The cancellation. The cancellation. Debt cancellation. I see debt cancellation. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I repent. We have to spend my money. My husband said, I spend money too bad. I repent. I start behaving myself. Yes, sir. Yeah. But I see debt cancellation. Oh, the book, Baba. I see healing. Heart condition. Cancer gone. Blood disease. We are my talk. Blood disorder. High blood pressure, kidney labor, blood disorder, diabetes, pain in the vein, in the hand. I see people who was gonna get glasses. Lord God, heal my eye, God, heal it. I see healing. This is the night of the supernatural. The supernatural. Lily, the supernatural. Whatever you believe in God for, Lee and Claudette, the supernatural in your business, Claudette. The super, you better receive it. You better move on over and stop questioning God and put your hand up and receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Celestine, according to Roma, receive it. I have some Samsung people on here, and I'm telling you, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, Michelle. Receive it, Ruth. Receive it, Viola. Marianne. Receive it, receive it, receive it. No shadow of that. Receive it, my daughter. Receive it. This is not time to question God. This is not time to question God. Oh my God, it's 6:51. I didn't want this so long. It's not time to question God. I said I was gonna be off at 6:30. God, the Father, hold on to my foot. What a God is this? This God is something else. He just messed me up. I didn't even know it was that late. Because I said I'm off here at 6:30. What time is it? The Father is something else. I'm gonna tell you right now. We have a messed up father. He is something else. You know the man, you know my father just jacked me up like a doggone Jackie. Because I didn't even know it was this late. Oh Lord. I've been jacktonized. Is that a word? Is that any kind of word in the English language? I've been jacked up and capped up like I'm cactopus. Well, Father, why you do this to me? I said, I was going to be off here at 6:30. Lord, I tell you, Father, I don't know what you're doing to me, Lord, but to tell you one thing, whatever you do, Father, just continue, okay? I love you. You just messed me up. Lord, why you let me look over there at 6:52? You know, if I had seen at 6:29, I would have been like, bye. See y'all. I don't want to be here. But the Father is such a strategic, messed up Father. It's 6:52. So guess what? We're going to take her communion. What a wicked God. He don't mess me up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, why you mess me up like this? Father, you know I love you. Father, before I pray, before I take this bread, I repent from all my sins because the word of God tell you at the bottom part, it said repent. So I repent, Father. You're so humorous, Father. I love you because you know what? You love me. And then you say, take. This is your body. So because we say this is your body, look at that. I'm going to take it. And all I'm thinking about, Father, is how they whip, oh my God, all those stripes that you took for me. This is so personal. Your body. So now my body becomes your body. And then you say the cup. Oh my God. The cup is a new covenant. It's a new testament. Lord God, I don't have to worry about going to the priest. I don't have to worry about nobody sprinkling any blood upon me. Because I got it all in your blood. So I take it. We take it corporately. The blood of Jesus. I am free. I am delivered. I am set free to worship. Satan, when you see the blood, when you see the blood, you cannot touch me. My Jesus did it all for me. Tonight, before we go, I am going to open up the line. I think I'm gonna open up the line. Can I do not touch this phone? Don't touch anything. I'm gonna open up the line. And I think the line, audio, let me see something. So I'm gonna open it up video. So apparently, if you have anything to say, if anybody, any testimony, anything at all, can you hear me? Anybody, can you hear me? Can you give a testimony if you want? Nobody? Okay. Nobody at all? Nobody had any kind of testimony on the fast this week?
Yes, I thank
Okay.
God.
All right, go ahead.
I thank God for my experience on this week. It was so amazing. I thank the Lord for his presence. Thank God for the change, for the deliverance. I thank God for the opening of my mind, my eyes, my ears, my mouth. Everything about me has changed. And I thank God for it, for a transformation in my life. I truly thank God for him being so wonderful and amazing. I mean, it's just been so a different where my love from him for him gotten deeper. Also, even in my praying and my reading, I was just becoming addictive where I did a whole night just in worship and even listening to worship music the whole night. And I couldn't go to sleep. And I thank God for it. Just and even when I got into my bed, the Holy Spirit was still with me. I couldn't watch anything else. I couldn't do anything but keep my mind towards the Lord. And I'm praying and crying out in my bed next to my husband, lay my hands over there and pray for him at the same time. And the Lord has just been so awesome. Woo, God has been so amazing. I thank you, God, for this because I needed this and it came right on time. And then
Amen.
on today, and I was up early getting ready to read the instructions and the information for the fast on today. Then I know I was attacked. My blood pressure hit sky high, but I
Come
didn't stop
down, blood
me.
pressure. Come down. Put
I
your hand
didn't
on
stop
your
me.
head. Put your
Hallelujah.
hand on your head.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, God.
There you go. Deliverance right there. Blow it out. Blow it out. Blow it out. Blow it out. In and out. Blow it out. You will feel that peace. You feel that anointing of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You will feel the fire of the Holy Ghost going right now through your body. You will feel it now. In the mighty name that's above every name. The name is Jesus, the Son of the Living God. He is the Messiah. He is the King. We worship you now, God. We worship you. We worship you. The enemy has no power. The enemy has no authority. The enemy is a backbiter. And we say, you are done. You will not bite her anymore. You will not touch her anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ooh.
Father, we give you praise.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
to God. Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody
Oh,
else?
Jesus.
Anybody else? One, two, going, gone. Honey, friends and family tonight, I want to say, Lord, I give you thanks. I lift up my hand over the airwaves tonight. And I say, precious Holy Father, Spirit of the Living God, come now and touch. You put us on this mandate. You put on this iron, sharpened iron. You lakotika, you lebekitabo, remangoloboshi, isikitatata, leketeketa, labokotatato, yetendelekita, fakota, igabako da baba. You said in your word, if we pray in the spirit. And if there's no interpretation, we were actually giving self, actually lifting you up, actually praising you, building up ourselves in the spirit. So, Father, this day, I praise your name. I praise your name. Fire of the living God. Come now and touch as we leave this night. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood in the name that is above every single name. We thank you for the delivering power. We thank you for the fire that goes in every home tonight. We thank you that Jesus is Lord. We thank you that as we go over and listen to the tape when my husband put it up, they will hear, and the same anointing will come in, and it will anoint them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, and they will feel a shaking in the east, a shaking in the west, a shaking in the north, a shaking in the south. Precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit, we bow now before you. And we say, welcome and thank you. Welcome in our homes. Welcome in our lives. Your presence will be known. We give you worship tonight and we give you praise. Have a supernatural weekend and we'll meet next week. God bless you. God keep you. God face watch over you. God face shine upon you. And God bring you peace. Have peace and joy with every single person that you come in contact with. Don't go to your bed in any kind of confusion. Go to your bed tonight and every night after this in peace. Not in pieces, but in peace. I love you guys and God bless you. Look, I'm high, okay? So you can't really keep up with me tonight because I am in a different field, a different place, and a different time. Honey, you can turn your recording. God bless you guys. Have a supernatural night. I love y'all. Mwah, mwah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.